Speaking in Parliament, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown told lawmakers concerted action is crucial to stem the global financial crisis. And he said international leaders would be meeting in London to push that process forward.
We have agreed with our international partners that the next meeting of the G20 will be held in London. It will be held in London on April the 2nd. It will deal with the major questions of economic action that are necessary. And I've talked to the incoming US administration, and President-elect Obama expects to come to Britain at that time.
The G20 met in Washington earlier this month and agreed on a broad action plan to boost economic growth. Individual governments and international political and economic blocs have held nearly non-stop meetings and consultations to stem the downturn with a variety of bailout and stimulus packages. Earlier this week, Britain announced a cut in the national sales tax with the aim of enticing consumers to buy more and hopefully plow the savings back into the economy. The government has also announced tax breaks for businesses and help for low-income families, along with higher government spending on housing, schools, and roads. The United States has already set aside $700 billion to bail out failing financial institutions, and the Federal Reserve announced it would pump $800 billion more into the economy to try to stabilize it. The government has discussed options to keep the auto industry from going under, and President-elect Barack Obama has talked of the need for a massive stimulus package to get the economy going again. In Brussels, the European Commission has called for an EU-wide stimulus package worth around $260 billion. EU leaders are expected to discuss the plan at their December summit. Financial markets around the world have plunged and fluctuated wildly in recent months. Asian stock markets closed mostly higher on Wednesday, but the key market in Tokyo fell more than 1%, and European markets were trading lower on Wednesday. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.